Hello?
Oh, hi, Randall.
Yes, this is Randall speaking.
Hi, Randall. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing fine this morning.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just calling because we're having trouble processing the $29 payment for your website hosting, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
There very well could be, sweetheart. I've been hacked like 3 times in the last 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
Once a week, I've gotten hacked, and the last time they got me for almost $1,000.
Oh, that's horrible.
So
I'm sorry to hear
don't
that.
Have the correct, you probably don't have the correct debit card on file. If you'll let me give you that number, sweetie, I'm sure we can clear this up.
Okay, so for the new debit card, is it still the 621 Mathis Mill Road for the billing address?
Yes, everything on it, the billing address, the zip code, everything is the exact same. I just need to give you the correct number.
Okay,
the expiration date and the CVC.
Okay, we'll get you cleared up.
Card information.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are, Randall.
All right, sweetie. 4238.
Uh-huh.
1010.
Okay.
4781.
Mm-hmm.
5263.
Got it. Okay, expiration.
Expiration date is 08/24.
Okay, and the CVV?
The CVV is 750.
750?
750, yes.
750. Okay, got it. So let me get...
That could go through no problem, hon.
Okay.
Like I said,
I got the green one. Mm-hmm.
I have been hacked 3 times in the last 3 weeks. And
I'm sorry that happened.
My bank has figured out where it was coming from.
I was just going to ask you that, if they figured out, like, a way to prevent it, because 3 times is way too much, you know? And good thing they'll probably not hold you responsible for that $1,000, I hope, right?
No, I am not being held responsible for that. For one, there was some thief in Florida that took it in about a 45-minute window while speaking to me. The scammer was literally speaking to me. He pretended to be my bank and had the exact phone number as my bank and everything, honey. They're getting good.
I heard about that on the news. Yeah, I heard about that. They said they'll call and they'll have the same phone number. They'll have the same hold music. So everybody thinks they're actually talking to the bank.
If you hang up and call them right back, you get a recording that sounds just like your bank's recording.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. Everything.
And then what do they say, that your account is messed up and they need information or something?
That's exactly what it is. They told me that I had my account was messed up because of someone in San Diego, California, had 3 charges of blah, blah, blah for this. And I was like, nope, not me. I ain't been to California, lately. And come to find out, it was a guy in Florida, and he was literally shopping at Publix while he was talking to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just the only thing that saved me is I just so happened he done it on a Friday afternoon. And I was headed to my bank, to my branch, to do my payroll and stuff for the company, to get everybody paid for a Friday afternoon. The only thing that saved me was that I was headed to my bank. And when I got there, I said, can you pull up those charges that the home office just told me about like 15, 20 minutes ago? And she said, yeah, sure, kind of with a strange, hesitance to her voice. And she said, what charges are you talking about? And I said, well, I think that he said I had one $456 charge at Walmart in San Diego, California. And my girl pulled it up, and she said, honey, that wasn't us. And about that time, the phone rang, and it was that guy again.
Oh, no.
She looked down. Well, here's what's funny. She looked down, and she said, how are we calling you? she looked over her shoulder and she said, there's not even anybody on the phone here. And I said, this is the guy I was just talking to that says he's connected with you guys. She said, no, honey, that's not us. She said, that is not us.
No.
Charges are bogus charges, and it's been a headache for the last 2 weeks because I just got it changed. And this time,
you know what, Randall? You are so lucky that it happened the way that it did. Because had you just gone on with your
regular, he would have cleared everything.
He would have emptied the whole thing out. Exactly. Yeah. Wow.
But if they do it in increments under $1,000, it's because that doesn't throw up a red flag immediately to your bank. If they keep it under $1,000, that's why it was like $970.
Yep.
Just under $1,000, because if it's anything over $1,000, it throws up a red flag to your bank, and they'll call you or text you and ask you, hey, is this you? Otherwise, they don't bother because it's under $1,000.
You know, they do the same thing out here in California with break-ins. If someone breaks into a store or walks into a Walmart and shoplifts and walks out, if it's under $1,000, they don't even arrest them. They just give them a citation. So everybody is seeing that over and over and over again, where people are breaking into retail stores. You should Google it. Look for San Francisco, California. They said that a lot of businesses there are going out of business because every day people are coming in taking just under $1,000, and the police aren't doing anything about it because they're like, oh, well, it's under $1,000. We can't do anything, you know? So it's crazy.
That's
probably their motivation too, is, you know, they don't want to throw a red flag with the bank, but should they get caught, they want to get a citation rather than, you know, get arrested for it, you know?
If you get caught stealing, from what I understand, if they do catch up to this guy and they've got it narrowed down, because just so happens when I got to looking into it, see what it takes to get my money back and everything, there is a big investigation due to my credit union has a big investigation against the guy that's doing this, and they've got it narrowed down pretty much to the city he's in. They just
good
who this guy is.
Yep.
But anyways, he took me for, you know, $970, and it might as well been, you know, $9,700, because a dent like that in anybody's pocket this day and time, it's a dent. It's hard to recover from.
Oh, 100%.
I've since then managed to take care of it and hope that it doesn't happen again, because I've changed everything, and I actually have a couple of different authentications as far as how someone can go about, and I actually just catch myself talking to people over the phone all the time, and it's not like I give out my information, but you'd be surprised how in a casual conversation you can give out too much information.
100%.
I've got a much better protection and stuff like that now. But,
well, you know what? That's the positive that comes out of these things, is it makes you more wiser so that it doesn't happen again, you know, because I know for me, I would probably think that it was the bank too if I got a call like that, you know, so thank you for sharing that, because now I'm going to, if I ever get a call like that, I'll hang up the phone, look up the bank number myself, and call them back.
Well, here's the thing, if this is the thing, if you look up the bank number yourself and he's tapped into it, it's going to receive that call.
Oh, so
there's not anything. The only thing you can do is go to your bank in person.
Go to the
bank. You have to hang up the phone, go up to your bank in person is the only way. That if they're actually, and it's an app that you can buy on the dark web that basically it splices into a phone number.
Wow.
It catches and it receives and catches phone calls coming in or out.
Oh, my goodness.
That's insane what that is.
It's insane, yeah. There's.
I mean, that's literally someone sitting in their...
Yep.
That's literally someone sitting in their dining room at their computer desk, pretending to be a bank.
Yeah, that's scary. That's really scary.
Yes, very, very scary.
So
terrifying. So yeah, if you get a hunch that it might not be, for one, here's what my bank told me, that they would never call me without saying, "Randall, come in person." They will never call me and ask me for anything without asking me to come in person and discuss the matter.
Okay, there you go.
So there's a heads up.
Come to think of it, Randall, I had my purse stolen years ago, and back then I called all of my banks and all of my credit cards, and I had them put a security password on my accounts. So I it's kind of cool because if I call the bank, they won't even assist me unless I have that password. So I could do the reverse. I could tell them, hey, I can't talk to you unless you have the password. You know?
There you go. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Pull it on them as you go.
Yeah, put it on them. Yeah, but thank you for your words of wisdom, and you have a fantastic attitude about it. I enjoy talking to you. So have a really great weekend coming up, too, okay?
I sure will. Thank you, and you do the same, sweetheart.
Thank you, Randall. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.